This is Twit.
Often we're as guilty of it as anybody, but in fact, Flo did it earlier in the show. We a lot of comparisons between Android and iOS in the world. A lot of, you know, iPhones can do this, Apple can do that, Google can do that, whatever. But one thing that's been rumored about that we've been hearing a lot has been Google's answer to AirDrop, which is the, you know, kind of wireless file transfer between devices. And it looks like Google's AirDrop like functionality or application is going to be called Nearby Sharing. And recently, an XDA recognized developer figured out how to activate it. So they posted a preview of the feature and how it works over on XDA. It's baked into Google Play services, so it should work on a number of devices at launch, not just Pixel devices, which is great.
And
honestly, it gives it real AirDrop-like ubiquity and power. It uses Wi-Fi to send files between devices that are within 1 foot of each other. And it also has stuff in there to prevent random image bombing, because I know that's something that a lot of people with iOS devices like to do in airports and just drop photos in unsuspecting users' devices, which is kind of funny. But the video that those who are watching the video of this episode can see, the demo that was posted on XDA of it working between two Google devices, and it's pretty cool. You can, you know, if you've got a file and you're within a foot of somebody, you can just go, oh, here you go, here's the file, and beam it over to them via Wi-Fi, which is pretty amazing. So
yeah, I think, Victor, if you skip like to a third through, you'll start to kind of see a little bit of the UI. That's taking a look at the settings and everything. But it really, you know, there's a lot of similarities to what we've already seen before with Beam. I was just gonna say
there've been apps that do this, but having it baked in the OS is huge.
Yeah, I mean that's the big difference, in my opinion, is if it's in Google Play services, then that really essentially means that any Android app launching with, you know, Google Suites and Google Play services is going to have this with the update, because it's part of Google Play services. That just means even more devices, and not just going to be like new devices running the latest version of Android. And that makes it a tool that, you know, that's part of the reason why AirDrop is so damn useful, because every iPhone can do this and it's really easy to do. So I think this is a really big deal. Will I use it very – the other question, though, the flip side is, like, will I find myself using this very often? And I don't know that I necessarily will. Maybe that – because I've tried these apps and I've used these apps before. And, I mean, they maybe come in handy every once in a blue moon, but I don't use them very often. But I'm sure
– What about, like, sharing pictures?
I mean, you know, when I share pictures, I mean, it might be the better way. But when I share pictures right now, I just go into photos and do the share on the photos that I have selected. It creates a shareable album, and I just copy the album to the person, the link to the album. And that works great for me. It's really easy. Just link
one off photo, though.
Right. Totally. I mean, different use case. Also have to be like right there. Like, how many times am I with someone and I'm like, oh, here, let me send you this photo. Don't go anywhere.
Right. Here's the bummer, though. This is not – it's still not cross-platform.
Well, no, it's not going to be cross-platform because of Apple.
No, I know.
To have something with ubiquity requires the two OSs to talk to one another. And, you know –
they are going to do that, which is –
that's not going to happen.
Which is lame.
I know. I'm just thinking it doesn't solve the one problem I have, which is like, I just want one picture off of your phone.
Well, I mean, again, because, you know, and now we're going to get me ranting on the Star Trek future and, you know, and my socialist views on technology platforms, that everybody should be common and interface with one another and work directly. But I mean, but the thing is, we, you know, back to the 80s when you had a game on an Apple II, on an Apple IIe, and you want to play it on IBM, you couldn't, you know. And so it's like, This is the challenge of a capitalist-based technology. Until we kind of, you know, recognize that there's more power in unity, then, you know, what else can we do?